This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Changes in Missouri's tax code will be near the top of the agenda for Republicans in the state Senate during the 2013 session. Senator Tom Dempsey of St. Charles is expected to be elected as presiding officer when the Senate convenes in January. He says majority party Republicans want to act quickly on legislation to provide income tax relief. The specifics remain to be finalized, but could include income tax cuts for individuals, small businesses, or corporations. Dempsey says the Senate will also consider an overhaul of the state's tax credit programs, address financial shortfalls in the state's second injury fund for disabled workers, and restore occupational diseases as ailments covered by workers' compensation. Dempsey says he hopes the Senate can tackle all of those items before its spring break. Christmas for some families in Callaway County won't be the same this year. KBIA's Kai Bright tells us with the closing of a local tree farm, one Christmas tradition is no longer.
After 23 years at Callaway County, Tree Farm is closing. Coe's Tree Farm is closing due to the recent drought and the owner's age. The owner of Coe's Tree Farm, Jamie Coe, says over the past 3 years, many of his trees have died due to the drought. He says the hardest part is letting his customers down this year.
I've had people coming out here for over 20 years and seeing their kids grow up. And even if I don't know their names, I know their faces and what kind of tree that they prefer.
Coe says tree farming was just a hobby for him, and it's a young man's work, so it was time to move on. Coe plans to retire soon, and he felt it was time to just end his business. Kai Bright, KBIA News.
Missouri will have a new GED test put in place by the start of next year. The new format will include changes to the price and overall structure of the test. The test will cost $100 more next year, a total of $140, but the test will be administered on computers instead of paper. Christy Phillips is the coordinator of adult education and literacy in Columbia Public Schools. She says that the new format has been narrowed down to reading, math, social studies, and science. Phillips says the new test will be more difficult, but she expects the success rate to stay about the same.
They norm the GED test on what 60% of high school graduates could pass. So about 40% of high school graduates could not pass the current GED, and that's what they'll be norming the new test on as well.
Phillips says that because the new GED format is all computer-based, there's going to have to be more of an emphasis on learning computers at adult learning centers and other programs. The Columbia Area Career Center is encouraging people to come in and finish their GEDs before the change to the new 2013 format. Three state parks around Missouri will close for one weekend next month to allow for special deer hunts. Babbler Memorial State Park, Quiver River State Park, and Watkins Woolen Mill Parks will close December 8th and 9th to allow for special hunts to ease deer overpopulations. A new report says Missouri's Medicaid costs could rise by 6.6% over 10 years if the state fully implements the federal health care law. But the report also says almost half of that increase will occur even if Missouri does not expand Medicaid eligibility for adults. The report by the Kaiser Family Foundation and Urban Institute says Missouri can expect to spend an additional $1.2 billion from 2013 to 2022 as more people join the Medicaid rolls because of the federal health care law. Columbia's Downtown Community Improvement District is considering adding public restrooms downtown. None are available now. Richard King is the owner of the Blue Note and Mojo's and also a board member of the Downtown Community Improvement District. He says the addition of public restrooms might deter people from urinating on street corners or in parking garages.
There were issues, and if you talk to some of the downtown folks, police officers, they made it clear that there were issues like that.
King says one of the focuses of the CID is to keep downtown clean, and he believes this may be a step in the right direction. King says this also might work toward the CID's goal of getting more people to visit downtown. King realizes some might be against the idea of public restrooms because the facilities might be vandalized or used for criminal activity.
The police know where the trouble areas are. If there's trouble in that area, you go and hang out there. If there's trouble in another part of town, you go hang out there. It's not something that is unusual to police officers or, for that matter, downtowns.
If the members of the CID decide to go through with the addition of public restrooms, it would be funded by a tax that was passed more than a year ago. The issue will surface again at the next CID meeting on December 4th. Ryan Ferguson's family begins the second day of a billboard campaign. The effort encourages the public to provide information about a composite image of a man possibly linked to the 2001 murder of Columbia Tribune editor Kent Heithold. The composite is a newer version of a previous composite produced by Columbia Police based on information from an eyewitness. Bill Ferguson, Ryan Ferguson's father, says the billboard locations will change every 4 weeks.
We're encouraging the public, going back to 2001, if any of them had heard of or knew of a person that was in that parking lot that may have talked about it. And we consider this person the missing link.
Ryan Ferguson was arrested in March 2004 and is serving a 40-year prison sentence for the murder and robbery of Hite Holt. The key witnesses, former Tribune janitor Jerry Trump and co-defendant Charles Erickson, recanted their testimony at an evidentiary hearing in April. But a Cole County judge ruled against Ryan Ferguson last month and denied him a new trial. Bill Ferguson says he doesn't agree with the ruling.
Anytime a witness points out a person in the trial and it's false testimony, then obviously the accused should get a new trial, but he did not rule that way. So we're appealing his decision to a higher court, the Western District Court of Missouri.
Bill Ferguson says there is a $10,000 reward to anyone who can identify the person in the composite. The giraffes at the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield have reason to be happy. The zoo announced yesterday the third giraffe birth in 3 months, giving it three generations of giraffes for the first time in the zoo's history. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.